We were in a Sivo Shalom on Parshat Chayisara, the first piece, Mitat Sara. Says the Pasuk, Vayhi Chayisara Me'a Shana Ve'esrim Shana Ve'sheva Shanim Shnei Chayisara. The years of Sarah's life were 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. These were the years of the life of Sarah. Hineda Parasha Zo Rabu Hadiktukim. In this parasha, there are many, many things to focus in on, many questions to be asked. Reishit lama nimnu shnei chayei Sarah shlomatzinu kin b'shar ha'imahot. Why do we list the number of years of Sarah's life, which we don't see by any of the other imahot? Od, ma'u kifel omro shnei chayei Sarah. Why does it double the amount of times it tells us that it was the years of Sarah's life? Ahi shnei chayei Sarah at the beginning of the pasuk, and at the end of the pasuk, shnei chayei Sarah. We knew that one of the two would have been sufficient. Virashi Piresh, Rashi explains the reason for this is, Kulan Shavin Litova, that all of them were equal in their goodness. Vakati Tzirich Peor Lefize, Matam Safra Lanu HaTorah Inyan Zeh Shekulan Shavin Litova, Velo Matzinu B'Makom Achar Kein. Why does it tell us that in this way, by telling us the doubling of the years of her life, why doesn't it tell us in some other way, even if that's the reason for doing so? So what does it mean that it tells us these are the years of her life, that they were all shavei l'tova, that they were all equal in goodness? And even if that's telling it to us, why is it only telling us that now, here, and in this way? V'chein yesh la'avin, we also have to understand, b'medichtiv livkota bekaf. Why when it says that Avraham was crying for her afterwards, that he cried for the loss of Sarah, livkota, why does it say with a kaf zi'ira? Why in the Sefer Torah does it have a small chaf, not a regular size chaf? It has a small chaf in the Sefer Torah. The Katav Val Aturim and the Val Aturim, a commentator in the Mikor Kedolot says, Shumishum Shelo Bacha Ela Ma'at Lefish Zekena Haita, that he only cried a little bit because she had lived to an old age. The Gam Zetzerich Peor Me'ezatam Sapralan Uzot Atzorah. Why is the Torah telling us this? Why he cried less or more? What's the significance of that in terms of our understanding of Torah, our understanding of Avram, our understanding of Sarah? Top of the next column, Uverashi al lispod lisara veliv kota, and on Rashi where it says that he went to eulogize Sarah and cry for her, nismecha mitat Sarah lakidat Yitzchak, a fairly well known Rashi, probably because it's the beginning of the parsha, but a fairly well known Rashi, which is that Sarah died. Why is this discussion of her death coming now? Because it's coming right after the previous paragraph in Chumash, the last paragraph of Parshat Vayira, which talks about Akedas Yitzchak. That because of Akedas Yitzchak, Lefish Alidei Besorata Akidah, that because of the telling of Akedas Yitzchak, Shniz Damein Bina Lishchita, that her son was going to be killed. V'kimat Shelo Nishchat, when he was about to be shechted, Parchani Shmatami Mena Umeta, that her soul flew out of her body and she died when she heard that Yitzchak was going to be shechted by Avram. V'tzarich peor, we need to understand. Madua katav zot Rashi al lispod lisara v'liv kota. Why does Rashi wait all the way, a couple of psukim in, to say that as an explanation for the words to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her? That should be the first Rashi on the Parsha. That should be the first thing he says in the Parsha. This part, this paragraph is here because it's connected to the previous one. Why is he waiting till those words to give an explanation to those words? She'el v'air inyan smichut mitat Sarah la'kedat Yitzchak b'tchilat ha'pasuk v'al v'atamait Sarah. He should have been at the beginning of the pasuk on and Sarah died. Why did she die? Because of Akedas Yitzchak. Why is he specifically saying that this is a comment too, that he went to eulogize Sarah and cry over her? Uve'etzim pirushu shel Rashi yish lavin eich yitachin shal yedei ha'akedah nigrama mitat Sarah. We also have to understand, how could it be that it's because of Akedas Yitzchak that Sarah dies? We're told in Kohelet that somebody who's doing a mitzvah, somebody who's involved in a mitzvah, nothing bad can happen to them. So if Avraham was going to shecht Yitzchak because Avraham commanded him to, how could a result of Akedas Yitzchak be the death of Sarah? How could something negative have come from Avraham fulfilling the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fulfilling Ratzon Hashem? Top of the next page. Ve'echav shar, how could it be from something as kadosh, as holy, as challenging, as incredible as Akedas Yitzchak, the greatest test of Avraham's life, how could it be that from that comes the death of Sarah, comes something ra? Umilvad zot. Hari Sarah ha'itab madrigat nivuah gvoha yoter miasher Avraham. We also know that Sarah had a greater level of nivuah than even Avraham Avinu. Kemo shepirish Rashi, as Rashi says ala pasuk, kol asher tomar elecha Sarah shma bekola. Everything that Sarah tells you do. Why? Because your nivuah is great. Because her nivuah is greater. Lamdinu shaya Avraham tafel l'Sarah b'neviut. We learn from that when God tells Avraham to listen to everything Sarah says. Why? Because she has nevuah, even more than you do. So listen to everything that she tells you. It's coming from me. V'alkein eichashar she'Avraham v'Yitzchak amdu b'nisayon. How could it be that Avraham and Yitzchak were able to withstand the test of Akedas Yitzchak? V'ilu Sarah kishishama mizeh parcha nishmata. That when she heard about this, her soul left her. How could it be? A lot of questions. Not a lot of pages of answers, so let's see how he ties it all together. Usually that's an introduction to like a six-part, you know, three, four-page Nesivo Shalom. Let's see how he ties this all together. But the good news is we'll hopefully get to the end.
Hopefully.
You never know. I talk a lot, so there's a danger there, but hopefully we'll get there. V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. How do we understand this? V'yesh la'avin ha'inyan. D'nei anu mevakshim b'tfilah. V'hasir satan milefaneinu u'me'acharinu. Oh, I wonder if that's this piece. Wow, I haven't learned this in ages. You didn't get this last year. This is the first time you're going to hear this. Good. Okay, so I'll explain it afterward. Dinei anu mevakshim tfila, b'tfila, v'hasir satan milefaneinu u'me'acharinu. That when we dav in Maravinite, those of us who do dav in Marav, you don't have the chiv to, those of you who have taken upon yourselves to dav in Marav, in the last paragraph of Birkot Kriyat Shema in Maariv, it says very beautifully and in the surface in a very puzzling way. We ask the Haser Satan milifaneinu umeacharinu. We dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He should remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. That's what we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Please remove the Satan from before us and from behind us. V'hainu she'yishno inyan satan milefaneinu. That there's the concept that we have a satan who stands before us. A satan who's trying to mess us up on our way. Ha'yitzarhara ha'mitgaber al yehudi kodem asiyat mitzvah. The yitzarhara that tries to overcome a Jew before they do a mitzvah. The kodem ha'nisayon, before we're tested. Limnoa mimenu shelo yikayem ha'mitzvah v'shelo yamod b'nisayon. Which tries to stop us from being able to succeed in the mitzvah. Stops us from being able to overcome the challenge. The yitzarhara that stands before us and tries to knock us down. Just like there was, according to the Midrashim, throughout Akedas Yitzchak, that three-day journey that Avram took to get to the mountain, every step of the way the Yitzhar Hara was coming and trying to stop him from being able to get to the Akedah. Chazal say, Kol tachpulotav shel ha-satan, it goes through all of the strategies of the Satan, limnoat Avraham imaseh akidah, to try to withhold Avraham from being able to get to Akedas Yitzchak. Shabaila v'amar lo zakin shote, the Satan came to him and he said, you're a crazy old man. You're a crazy old man. Hariya Kadosh Baruch Hu ivtichacha ki biyitzchaki korei lecha Zara. Kadosh Baruch Hu promised you. You're going to have a child with Zara, and he's the one who's going to take you forward, who's going to create the Jewish people. Ve'ilu atahu omer lecha v'aliyu sham le'olah, and now he's telling you to shecht him? It can't be she'ein zekiim dimyon. You had some kind of weird vision. You had some kind of, something, you know, you had some, you may be getting a little older, maybe you get a little senile, maybe something's going wrong with you, but this is, you made this whole thing up. You're crazy. That's pretty powerful to hear that. Can you imagine? Avram knows that he heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will have a child, and he will be the one to inherit you. How does he know that he heard that? Because he had a child when he was 100 and she was 90. The only way that could happen is through a miracle. He knows that that was from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the Satan comes and says, you must have had a weird dream. To kill your son? To go over against everything God said? To do that which is against Judaism itself? He also went to Yitzchak to try to take Yitzchak off the path. He turned himself into a river of water that was unpassable. Every step of the way, the Satan was trying to stop him from being able to be successful in the test of Akedas Yitzchak. That's the concept of the Satan milfanein. The Satan that every step of the way in our lives, every day of our lives, every step of our lives, is always trying to knock us down, is always trying to stop us. We've talked about many times in the past, based on Derech Hashem, which talks about it, that our whole life in this world is a war. It's the war between our neshama and our guf. these two opposites that never could possibly be combined together without the will of Hashem forcing it to be so? That we live in a war between the neshama and our guf, that every step of our life we're fighting to succeed in avodas Hashem? Every step of the way the satan stands before us trying to knock us down, trying to keep us from doing a mitzvah, trying to give us a good reason why not to go to the next shir, giving us a reason not to say the bracha, and if you say it, not to say it with kavana. Give us a reason why today it's too close and I just can't say mincha today because shkia is at 4:45 and it's just not going to work out. To get in our way and say no. Yeah, it's a challenge. You know what, this is a challenge. I simply can't succeed in this challenge. It's just too difficult. There are some things that I wasn't meant to overcome. It's just not in my personality. It's not in my nature. It's just not meant to be. The Satan's always trying to stop us from succeeding in our test. He's always trying to stop us from succeeding in our mitzvot. Every step of the way. That's the Satan in front of us. And we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'asir Satan Milfaneinu. Remove the Satan from before us. But there's a whole other aspect to the Satan. There's a whole nother type of Satan. There's a whole nother category of Satan. V'yish b'chinat Satan me'acharenu. There's the concept of the Satan that's behind us. Hidgavrut ha'yetzer le'achar ma'aseh. When the Yetzer comes and attacks us, when the Yitzhahara comes and attacks us, after the thing already happens, after I fail and I sin, after I fail and I don't succeed in the test. Shirotzila kachat mimenu et asher kvar hisig al yidei machshavet hitnasut. He's saying it a little bit differently. He brings the sound a few places. Here he's saying it a little differently. The satan that comes from behind us, that he says, hafuch, after even we do succeed in those tests, we're even able to do that mitzvah, I do succeed in the test. The satan that comes afterward, and tries to take everything that I've achieved, everything that I achieved through doing that mitzvah, everything that I achieved through succeeding in that test, tries to take it away from me by inflating my ego over the fact that I managed to succeed in doing it. The Alderech Shesipir Maran Adoneinu Moreinu V'Rabbeinu B'Beit Avraham, as the Slonimer says, Me'achim HaKadoshim HaRav HaKadosh of Shmelka MiNikolsburg V'Rav HaKadosh of Pinchas MiPap Mi... Rav HaKadosh Rav Pinchas. So as the two, in the name of the two of them, these two holy brothers, when they came to their teacher, the holy Magid Mezrich, Talmud of Baal Shem Tov, Shamagid Tier Lifnehem Seder HaAvodah Shel Yudim, that the Magid Mezrich explained to them, he described for them the Seder of Avodah, the way of the service of a Jew. How are you supposed to get up in the middle of the night at midnight every night and to say tikkun chatzot and to cry over the loss of the Beis Hamikdash and all the tremendous kavanas that are supposed to be put in, lofty levels that the rebbes are doing, and that all of us one day maybe we should even aspire to do, but that these holy people are going and they're davening tikkun chatzot, and now to start off your day again, you start off at midnight, you start by davening for the Beis Hamikdash, building up the shachris, v'acharkat lomed shirav, and afterward to learn Torah. What you're supposed to learn in the revealed Torah and the hidden Torah. And after you've davened Kikun Chatzos, and after you've learned all these things between Chatzot Alayla and Shachris, then all the Kavanas that go into Shachris. And how through your Tefillah you're supposed to elevate yourselves all the way up from one level to the next, all the way up to the heavenly worlds, all the way up to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. The Lurach Shemikavin Makshavotav. Elahu be'emet nimsa bechol elo lemot. But not just even to have kavana, that in your tefillah you should be able to mamish move up world after world, to mamish be in those worlds and to raise yourself up. This is what he's describing. The Magid Mezrich describing to his Talmidim, these holy rebbes, he's describing what you're supposed to do in your avoda. V'achar kol ze imolebo az machshava shepa'al mashu be'avodato. Osim mikol avorato ke'en kador, umashlichim zot leumta detahoma rabba. And he says to them, that's what you have to do. But after you do that, he says, if you think that after you got up at chatzot, and you daven tikkun chatzot with all the kavanas that there are, and you learned everything in nigla and nisri you were supposed to learn, before you even get to Shacharis. And then you daven Shacharis, and you mamish climb your way up to the Olamot Elyonim. What's the last part of the Avoda? It's to check yourself. That when you come down, when that's over, if you think for a second, he says to them, if you think for a second that you accomplished something, it's like you just took everything that you did, crumpled it up into a ball, and threw it into the abyss. That's literally a translation of what he said. That's what he tells them. That's what the Ramagini Medrash tells them. If you think you really accomplished something, if your ego gets boosted even an ounce by thinking that you did something by fulfilling your purpose in this world, that you did something because your avoda was more true to the avoda it was meant to be than somebody else, and therefore you accomplished something, it's like taking it up, crumpling it up into a ball and throwing it to the ether. And they were mamish shaking because it was mamish talking right to their hearts. The Satan that's behind us is no less dangerous than the Satan that stands before us. That after even such a great avoda like that, you can lose everything to the Satan that's behind us. It's an incredible mussar. I thought he was going in a different direction. He has a totally different vort on this in a different place. But what could be more appropriate for Shana Bet? What could be more appropriate from people who are taking time out of their lives to sit and learn, even on an audio shira, on the subway, in the house, on their downtime? People who are making the extra effort to learn and take it to the next step. When you sit there and you go, yeah, you should be going to an extra shira. Yes, it is a... You should be. You should recognize that you should, that when we make a chavruta between me and one Shana Bet girl, that one Shana Bet girl turns into 16, and it's basically just another shir on Thursday nights. And that's incredible, and that's awesome. And when you go and you're davening Shacharis, and you're davening Mincha, and maybe your Shacharis this year is twice as long as it was last year. Maybe it's three times as long. Maybe it is, and last year it wasn't. Maybe your Mincha is this year, and last year it wasn't. Whatever the case is, to recognize that when you come out of that, when we come out of our avoda, not to let the satan attack us from behind, and let our ego become inflated in thinking that we accomplished something so incredible. When we inflate our egos through succeeding in a mitzvah, when we inflate our egos through succeeding in a test, we take everything that we've accomplished and we forfeit it to the satan. It's a deep message that there's a balance there of knowing that I can do this. That yes, you can go to an extra shir. You can learn an extra hour. You can learn an extra 5 hours a week. You can, it's coming up from last year. You can learn an extra 30 hours in a month. Right, we had 30 for 30 last year. You can add an extra 30 hours in a month, even outside of your regular time. What?
We're 60. It's not about 60 for 30.
Bli neder. I'm going to match you guys. We'll see. You tell me when it starts. I'm going to eat those words. I'm going to eat them in beautiful, beautiful taste of Torah. We'll see if we can do 60 for 30. Wow, you guys are gonna kill me. But now listen, if you could do it, then I should be able to do it too. If you guys are expected to do more, then why should I expect less of myself? So bli neder, I'll join you guys in it. You have to tell me when it starts. And I have to clear my personal life. I mean, I teach from 9:30 to 9:30, so I don't know where it's going. What? No, they're in Shana Aleph. They're in Shana Aleph. And the Shana Betters are not messing around this year. They've got, I mean, now they're allowed out on capsules, but at this point, I don't think Shana Bet's ever leaving the building. So they're doing 120 for 10. So they took on, I mean, their Shana Aleph guys just took on like 400 hours of learning during the year for like Ataharitas and stuff like that. Don't mess with Shana Aleph and Shana Bet this year and leave. They're not, they're an interesting case. They're an interesting bunch. Yeah. I figured out if I just do an extra 2 hours of learning a day, I was like, it's October. 2 hours extra of learning a day? Why are you even talking about learning? So what? They're a little scary. They're firmer than I am. How do I work on this aspect of my avodas Hashem? I don't know. You tell me. That's what I feel like. There's a guy who signed up on my on the Chumash chat. And I give them like once a week in this year that he's in. He's like, oh, it's great, I get to do Chazara. And I'm like, wow. I said to myself, don't listen to the first one this week. It's like, we're going to do it tomorrow in state. He's like, no, it's great, I'll get to do it twice. They're like, they're on a whole different madriga. They're on a whole different madriga. What?
It's
real? Well, yeah. No, I mean, you know you can, but not yet. I mean, if they're going to fake it, they're going to fake it like February, March. It's too early to be faking it yet. It's nothing wrong with marrying people younger than you. Nothing wrong. Good shidduch opportunities. Good shidduch opportunities. In any event, we'll talk about it after Shana Ben. And after their Shana Aleph. But back to things that are important. I'm sorry, I'm a little tired. 60 for 30. The satan that comes behind you. So when you have those moments, again, think about a Shana Aleph guy who is doing an extra 400 hours of learning this year, and he actually gets to the end goal. Think of, again, when you guys all are able to learn. You're learning that extra time. You guys are doing the extra shirim. You guys are doing that extra davening. You guys are doing the extra chesed. You guys are fighting to create chesed opportunities in a COVID year where there are no nechas opportunities available. There are tremendous things that you're accomplishing, and you are expected to do that. And you are succeeding in your Avodas Hashem when you do that. But when you come out of that, that means you did the Avoda that you were supposed to do. You did the Avoda that you were meant to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created that opportunity and placed it before you because He gave you the capacity to succeed, and you did that which was expected of you. And you don't pat yourself on the back for succeeding in that way. You can feel good in the sense that you accomplished what you were meant to accomplish. But you don't feel like you're flying high, like you're on top of the world. That feeling of an inflated ego, not of a sense of me accomplishing my purpose in this world, but that sense of inflated ego that can tear down everything you've accomplished. And that's why we dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after I succeed, don't let the Satan take it away from me. Don't let the Satan take it away from me. Let's go forward. Let's see where he's taking it. Top of the next column. That explains in last Parsha, page Kuf Chaf Tet, top of the second column. This explains why in the last Parsha by Akedas Yitzchak it says no less than three times that Avraham and Yitzchak vayachu yachdav, they walked together. Haniskaba Parsha. Neita me'ari HaKadosh, the Arizal says, Or inyan ha'akeda, when explaining the akeda, she'akedei la'aked midat Yitzchak be'Avraham u'midat Avraham be'Yitzchak. She'Avraham midato ava v'kasher et atzmo im Yitzchak midat yirah v'gvura v'al derech ze kasher Yitzchak atzmo im midat Avraham. V'zeu madichti v'yachu shnei miyachdav. The Arizal says in a very, very deep way that the midah of Avraham is the midah of chesed, the midah of ahava, right? In the seven midot, we have Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, Malchut, the first two of the seven Midot, the first two of the Kabbalistic Midot. The first one is Chesed, the second one is Gvura. Avraham brings out into the world, fixes into the world, the Midah of Chesed, the Midah of Ahava, the attribute of loving kindness, the attribute of love. Yitzchak balances that out on the flip side of the chart. He brings out the Midah of Gvura, the Midah of strength, the Midah of judgment, the Midah of Din. And part of what that's about is, what Akedah Yitzchak is about is that the two of them bound each other to one another. That to succeed in the Akedah, Avraham bound himself to Yitzchak, because he needed Yitzchak's Midah of Gvura to be able to overcome Akedas Yitzchak. And to succeed in the Akedah, Yitzchak needed to bind himself to Avraham in the Midah of Ahava. That they needed each other, Vayachu Yachdav, only Ahava and Yira together. Only Avraham and Yitzchak together were able to succeed in the Akedah. V'ish lavin zot aderech avodah. We need to understand this in terms of our Avodas Hashem. Shebitchila ketiv v'yikach biyado et ha'esh, v'yata ma'achelet v'yolchu shnei miyachdav. That in the beginning it says that Avraham took into his hand the fire and the knife, and they walked together up the mountain. Da'az yada rak Avraham et inyan ha'akedah. At that point, only Avraham was still aware of what was about to happen. Yitzchak didn't know yet. Yitzchak adayin lo yada. Yitzchak wasn't yet aware. Avraham shall yidei midat ahava levad lo yuchal la'amod b'nisayon. Avraham realized as he was going up that mountain that with the midah of ahava alone, even though he was ahava par excellence, he was the epitome of ahava in this world. He fixed ahava in the world. But he recognized that with ahava alone, he couldn't succeed. You can't kill someone. You can't take a life, even for God, with the midah of ahava, with the midah of chesed. It was antithetical to his nature. His nature is all about giving, doing for others, bringing more into this world, connecting. It was against his nature to take away, against his nature to stop things, against his nature to take a life. It was antithetical to his nimida. And he realized that as he was going up the mountain. As the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says, as we talked about in our previous Nisivo Shalom, this was a test for him. And so all of his madrigals were taken away. All his levels were taken away. All his loftiness was taken away because he was in the middle of a test, like we talked about a few weeks ago. He therefore realized he needed something to get through it. And to get through that test, he needed the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Yira, the Midah of Gvura, the Midah of Din. That with that he would be able to overcome the Nisayon. Only with the midah of Gvura, a midah of internal strength, of looking inwards, of pushing forward in the face of adversity. It's not about connecting without, it's about forging within. It's about fortifying within, even in the face of great adversity. That's the midah of Gvura. The Alkin Ketiva Yachul Shneim Yachdav, they went together. Sheakar Avraham Avinu et Atzmo B'Mirtoshi Yitzchak. That's part of what Akedas Yitzchak's all about. What does it mean, the binding of Isaac? That Avraham bound himself to Yitzchak. And only by binding himself to Yitzchak was he able to make it through the test of the Akedah. V'zema dichtiv, and this is what it means, this is what it means when it says, Ki ata yadati ki yirei Elokim ata. That's why it's almost wild if you think about the Pesukim when you're reading them. That after the Akedah, the Malach comes down and says in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ah, now I know, Avram, that you're Yirei Elokim. Now I know that you have Yirat Elokim. And I hope last week when you read the Parsha, you were going, what the heck is he talking about? God's like, oh, you did Akedah Yitzchak? Now I know that you have Yirat Shamayim. You passed the test. Now I know you have Yirat Shamayim. Really? By Avram view? Now he knows? Avram didn't have Yirat Shamayim since he was, I don't know, Avram? Jumping in the furnace, walking to Eretz Yisrael, losing his wife to Paro and Avimelech, dealing with Yishmael. I mean, what does that mean? Now I know that you're at the Elokim. What kind of weird response is that? The answer is, that was Dafka, this test. That was exactly this test. Avraham, I knew through the first 9 tests, and I knew through your whole life. You're an Oy of Hashem. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's who you are in your essence, and you brought that out through every one of the 9 tests. You're an Ohev Hashem. You love HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that nobody's ever achieved. Your Avat Hashem is beyond. You're mitakein the midah of Ahava and Chesed. But now I know that it wasn't just because your midah, your reality, your essence, your primary essence is Chesed and Ahava. Now I know that even though Yira's not who your core essence is, that you've overcome your primary essence to bring out that you're Yirei Elokim. That you were willing to go to the furthest extent of your eye in a negative way. You were willing to take a life for me. Ata yadati ki Yirei Elokim ata. That even though you're dominantly chesed, that you have no problem bringing out Yira if it's for me. That's an incredibly deep thing. We all know the things that we're good at. We all know the things that we're dominant at. We all know the things that we succeed at on an emotional level, on a psychological level, on a midos level. What greater test can there be to say, I have an aspect of myself which isn't so good, which isn't so strong, where I fail at often. And when you see that Nisayon coming, you say, it's impossible for me. But I'm a Jew, and by a Jew nothing is impossible. And I overcome dafka and a midah that I'm not good at. That's the greatest Nisayon of all. Avraham, who was all about giving, bringing love into the world, bringing more into the world. You tell me the Shecht Yitzchak? It's impossible for me. I'm walking up the mountain and my legs are screeching. Turn around! My body's screeching. Throw away the knife and run. Grab him and hide in the bushes. Adam HaRishon did it when he sinned. Go hide in the bushes. Yonah's going to do it. He's going to run to a boat. We see greatest people in Jewish history who have run away and tried to get away from doing it. His body's screeching out. I can't kill him. He's my son. And I can't kill him because it's not who I am. Not from last. He says, no. Then fine, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tell Yitzchak. Need a little help. So you know who Yitzchak? God wants me to shecht you. And I taught you well. I'm going to do what God wants you to do. And not only Yitzchak, are you going to go and let me shecht you. Take Abba's hand and help me up the mountain. Because that's the only way I can get up. Imagine that. In a case of Yitzchak, it's like a whole different, it's a whole other world. Take my hand and help me up the mountain. Not even physically. Spiritually, help me up the mountain. He binds himself to the Midah of Yitzchak. He brings out the Zirat Elokim, even though it's dominant Midah's Chesed, in the most impossible of ways. As he says here, like we just talked about, it should have said that you're an Oev Hashem, because that's his Midah. Shrei Avraham Avinu haya Midat Ava, his own Midah was Ava. Ela Pirush Shema She'amad B'Nisayon, that which he accomplished this test, haya Mikoach Zeh Sheklal Et Atzmo, I Midat HaYirah Shel Yitzchak. The essence of this test was that he combined himself with the Midah of Yitzchak, the Midah of Yira. Uvepama Shnia Ketiv, and the second time it says, Vayomer Avraham, Elokim Yir Elo Hasel Ola Bani Vayachush Dem Yachdav. The second time it says that they're going up the mountain, Avram says, Elokim Yir Elo Hasel Ola Bani. Elokim will show us the seh. Elokim will show us the sheep. And they went up together. Zayachar Shilodal Yitzchak Inan Akedah. That was after Yitzchak was already aware that he was going to be the Akedah. He saw that with his own midah alone, he couldn't get up there. He couldn't go up just with Ava. Lakach akad et atzmo, gam et imidat ahava shel Avraham. I sing it on the flip side. I apologize. Sing it on the flip side. Vizoya achar shnodal Yitzchak inan agirah. That was after Yitzchak knew that he was going to be shechted. V'ra'ash midato. Yitzchak himself also realized that with his midah alone, with only yira, midata yira levada, that only with the midah of yirat Hashem, lo yuchal yitkaber al nisayon. You can't give up your life unless you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not going to give up your life something unless you love it with your heart and your soul. You can't do it. Even though it's an act of gvura, you need Ahavat Hashem. So he bound himself to the mitzvah of Avraham, to the mitzvah of Ahava of Avraham. After Akedas Yitzchak, it says, Vayashav Avraham on the Arav, Vayakumu Vayachu Yachdav, that Avraham returned down to the Ne'arim, who were waiting from down at the bottom of the mountain, and they went off together. Inyano da'achar shekvar nitkayim ve'asir satan milfanenu. Shnitgaber et atzmo Avram Avinu ala satan ve'amah b'nisayon. Nitorera satan mi'acharenu. Sheyitzer hara mitgaber la'achar nisayon ve'asiyat ha'mitzvah. Ve'kivan shaya ze nisayon kadosh kol kach. Nityare Avraham pi nitgaber ala ve'yitzer hara ata. Ve'yelo pnut ve'uzechut hada'at mima shepa'al inyan nisgav kol kach. U'mize nityare Avraham Avinu biyoter. Achar agir agir nisayon hazeh haya mitgavrut ha'satan be'ofen shlo matzinu dugmato b'tishat nisayon ha'kodmin. Kivan shisayon ha'kidah hu yisod kimo shel am Yisrael. Ve'achar nisayon ilai kol kach. Chashash Avram Avinu pen yavo mizeh lifnot machshavot shepa'al mashu al yidei zeh. Lekach kayam vayashav Avraham el ne'ara vayakumo vayachu yachdav. Shnevayu ma'od v'shvurim bikirba mizeh shebesamuch el aleihem. Ne'asta avoda le'it kazo v'im nisharu l'ashevet. Next page. Am ima chamor. V'yashivron libam gadol ma'od. Beautiful. You got it?
No.
You missed it? Seriously? All right, we'll continue next time. Okay. Said so beautifully. What happened? Avraham Avinu goes and he comes down the mountain. And he says he comes back to his Na'arim. He comes back to these individuals that he left at the bottom of the mountain. Vayalchu yachdav. Why does it say that he vayalchu yachdav? We just learned from each time in this parsha when it says vayalchu yachdav, it means that he had to bind himself to the other people. When he's going up the mountain, he can't get up the mountain. He can't go and do Akedas Yitzchak unless he binds himself to Yitzchak in the Midah of Yitzchak. Then he comes down from the mountain. He comes to these Ne'arim, who weren't Zoche, who weren't on a good enough level to even bother to come up the mountain with him and experience the loftiness of Akedas Yitzchak. And it says he comes down from the mountain after achieving Akedas Yitzchak. He comes down from the mountain and he goes and walks together with these people. What does he need to connect to these people for? He's on a whole different level. We're talking about Avram Avinu, post Akedas Yitzchak. What was Avram worried about? Just that. He was worried about exactly that. Avram Avinu goes. He's willing to shecht his son. He's willing to give up the future of the Jewish people. He's willing to give up his main child. The child is going to put forth the continuation of Klal Yisrael and fix the world. He's willing to give it up. He picks up the knife and he holds it to Yitzchak's throat. He comes down from that mountain and he comes down very afraid. Why does he come down very afraid? How can I do what I just did and not feel like I'm king of the world? How can I not do what I just did and not feel like I'm the biggest person on the face of the planet? I'm the first Jew. I succeeded in 9 tests. And then I was given a test that goes against my very nature to kill my own son. It's not even shayach for me to be in the same room as you. At the Akedas Yitzchak. Sitting in the room with a bunch of Shana Bet girls? You kidding me? You think you're something? You're Shana Bet. You're nothing. You're nothing. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to interact with you. I did a Kedas Yitzchak. And he's fearful in the deepest of places that his ego is going to take everything away. So he comes down the mountain and he sees these Ne'arim. He sees these two people who were left in the bottom of the mountain. He sees these two people who managed to be Zoche to walk with Avraham all the way to Har HaMoriah, all the way to Har HaBayit. They got within meters of Akedas Yitzchak. But because they weren't on the level, they weren't allowed up. They weren't allowed up! They almost got to witness one of the greatest moments in Jewish history, one of the greatest moments of Avodah Hashem, and they were told, no, you stay here because you're not Zoche. No, you stay here, says the Midrash, because just like the donkey can't see the spirituality of this moment, so too are you like that donkey. Can you imagine how broken these people were? Sitting at the bottom of that mountain, missing history in the making, missing Avodah Hashem in the making, because they weren't Zoche. And Avram runs at them. He says, please, I'm nothing. Share your brokenness with me. I'm no better than you. We're all the same. So I did Akedas Yitzchak, but we're all nothing. Share your brokenness with me. Vayalchu shnehem yachdav. Wow. That's the godless of Abraham. Read a few of those lines inside. Go back to the previous page, Kuf Kaf Tet, the last sentence, 4 lines from the bottom. That's what he's saying here. Hear it in his beautiful Lashon, not my clunky Lashon. Vilakach, 3 lines from the bottom. Kayam vayashav Avraham al ne'arav vayekumu vayechu yachdav. That's why he came back to the Ne'arim. And it says that they went together. She ne'arav hayu me'od shivurim bikirbam. They were broken inside. Mizeh shebisamuch alehem ne'estav odai li'it kazo. That right next to them, there was this tremendous avodah that was just done. Next page. And they were left to stay with the donkey. They were left behind with the donkey. The Hayashi Ronli Bam Gadoma, oh, they were mamish broken inside. The Alkane, therefore, Vayakumu Vayalchu Yachdav. Therefore, they got up and they went together. Shavram Avinu Lakach Imoet Shivron Halev Shal Ne'arav. He took their brokenness of heart. Kedei Shelo Yavo Lezachot Hadat. That he wouldn't come to any sort of egotistical thoughts. That's how we come out of a test. That's how we come out of an amazing tefillah. That's how we come out of an amazing shir that we listen to, that bishata al-muslacha, that we give. That's how we come out of it. And I'll tell you, there's an amazing feeling when you come out of that first shir that you give. And the second afterward, you got to come right back down. And you remember that aside from this one shiur that you just gave, you don't know any other shiurim. That's the first thing you remind yourself. Whenever you're at that opportunity where you're at the top of the world, recognize you're doing it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not about you. When you get up there and you get to be the one to wave that Havdalah candle at the NCSY, you know, Shabbaton, the NCSY Malava Malka, when you're that person who's mamish running the Yachad Shabbaton, when you're the person who's going and you're finished the 5K whenever we're allowed to run 5K outside together in one place again, whenever that time comes, and you do this amazing thing, to be able to come back down and recognize that doesn't change. It changes me in the sense that I have more of a responsibility in my avodas Hashem, but I'm no greater than anybody else. One of the things that I took upon myself to help it out when I was at Queens College. Now I'm a nobody. Now I'm a dime a dozen, you know, seminary yeshiva rabbi, right? There are like literally thousands of people who, if I were to walk away from this job, would claw for it and get it. We're fighting over you know, agarot here. Like, this is not, you know, now I'm one of a thousand. But when I was the rabbi at Queens College, so I was the rabbi at Queens College. Like that, the Orthodox Jews on the campus were literally my responsibility. And one of the things that I always was so mocked on, especially because there were other ways to do it, but I always, no matter what, one of the things that I always tried to make sure to do is we always needed more and more in help. So we always had to ask for help. And I never wanted to get to a place where I would feel like, no, that's beneath me. So first of all, I never, ever, ever asked anyone to do anything that I never did first. Especially if it was just like, even just moving around tables, moving around chairs, working on a database, whatever it was, I needed to do it first so I could say, we're all doing this together. So I could talk to them about it. That it was never like, oh, no, that's not what the intern does. That's what the part-timer does. That when I, at the time of my life, was actually at the top of something, to never feel like you're at the top of something. You're always at the bottom. I remember, and it happened to be one of my fonder memories from Queens. Not, I mean, like, the stuff with the students was obviously at the top. But one of my favorite stories, in terms of just like when I look back at like the crazies of that time, when we started the Midrasha, I mean, I built the seminary program at Queens College with my own two hands. It was an amazing opportunity. Baruch Hashem, we did. For the first few years, it was 5 days a week, 2 hours a day. We managed to have a seminary program in Queens College. Hamidrasha, you see, a lot of the shirim you find on YuTorah, it says that they're Hamidrasha, you see shirim. It was an incredible, incredible time. When we got the green light to have the Midrasha, we chapped. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so kind. We kept getting this empty room, this unused room, through a lot of siyata d'shmaya. But the room was totally empty. And we needed to fill it with chairs. We needed like 30, 40 chairs in the room, and it was like across campus. It was down a whole different street. And I was like, I'm not getting somebody to do this for me. I was like, this is my program, I gotta do it. And I stacked the chairs onto a thing, onto this, like, you ever seen this, like, where chairs stack onto a cart that's built to hold chairs? And it was two blocks away. And I wrote it down Queens Boulevard, or whatever it was called. I wrote it down Casino Boulevard. I literally wrote it down. I'm sitting like, this is what it means to be a rabbi at Queens. It's riding a stack of chairs down the street, hoping not to get hit by a car, to like schwitzing, fill the room with chairs to get the seminary. It doesn't matter that I was head of the seminary program. It doesn't matter. You get your hands dirty. There never should come a point where you think to yourself, this is beneath me. That point never comes. You never succeed in your avodas Hashem to the point where you say to yourself, I'm better than somebody else. Something is too good for me. That never, ever happens. That never can happen. Not to say that I haven't fallen to that trap many times. We all have to battle the satan that's behind us. But you have to fight for it. Meaning, I made a point, it was a personal goal of mine. I'm never, ever going to ask a student to do something that I haven't done myself first. Not take out a thing of trash, not clean up a room, not set up a room, not move a chair, not put in a piece of data, anything that I haven't done. No one does anything that I haven't done first. There's nothing that's beneath me. Because when you're in that moment where you do get to run something Bezrat Hashem, all of you hopefully will run amazing things in your lifetimes. To remember, just because you're running the show, just because you did an amazing thing, just because you did a huge mitzvah, just because you did a huge act of Avodas Hashem, just because you accomplished a tremendous personal, internal nisayon, I'm no better than anybody else. I'm not the biggest thing in the world. Avram runs the people he had to leave behind, and he makes sure his heart is as broken as theirs. That's Avram. That's avoda before and after. That's asir satan milfaneinu umeacharinu. Everybody good? We're very quiet today. Everybody good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good thing we're required.
I know, but it's weird. Okay. I just have to get used to it. Not even the fake thumbs up that we made signals up. There we go. Thank you. It always is more meaningful when I. It's always more meaningful when I ask for it first. What?
You're the one on Zoom.
Yeah, yeah.
Need that one.
Desperately. Just to know that like anybody's here. I feel like over the last couple of weeks, like the energy just dropped. Like it's just like we really started to even we started to feel Chorefsman in the last week or two. Has anybody else had that experience? No.
You mean in both
places I teach at. I feel like the energy dropped a little bit over the last 2 weeks. It's like yeah, we're in the long winter's month. I feel like a little bit. No, well, you are energy, so I don't know if that counts. I don't know if you qualify. What?
I don't even know what
Zmada is. Right, there's no such time anymore. Anyway, whatever. So let's keep going. Next paragraph. Four lines in on the last page. Velula de mistifina. Haya filu lomar al pize. Inyan vatamat sara. Shelachar shera'a satan. Ki Avram avinu nitgaber. Gam al nisayon hazeh. When Avraminu saw that he had overcome this test, when the Satan saw that Avraminu had overcome this test, Chaval tachpula chadasha kedi lahachshilo, he came up with a whole new strategy to try to mess up Avraham. Shiada Satan ki igiaz manah shel Sarah listelik min haolam. The Satan knew that it was Sarah's time to pass it from this world. That according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations, it was the time for Sarah to pass on from this world. V'sibeiv kach, shebehigi azmana, yibasru la shenizdamein b'nal shchita, v'kimat shelo nishchat, u'barcha nishmata. So what did he do? He comes to Sarah at the moment of her predetermined death. And a moment before that happens, he says, did you know that Avram is going to shecht Yitzchak? And that's the last thing she hears before she was always going to die. V'zot k'dei sh'yachshivu kol ha'olam. The Satan did this to trick the whole world. V'chein Avraham, and to trick Avraham Vinu also. She'parcha nishmata machamat b'sorat akidah. To think that she died because she was told that her son was killed. In order to get Avraham to be worried, to retroactively think that maybe he did something wrong. And get him to regret having gone to do Akedat Yitzchak. He wanted him to lose the schar for Akedat Yitzchak by regretting having done it in the first place. She didn't die in the middle of her life. This was the exact ending to her life when it was always meant to end. It came her time to pass on. And that's why the Torah emphasizes the days of the life of Sarah was 100 years and 20 years and 7 years. It tells us very specifically the exact time of her death because this was meant to be the time of her death. The kefel omro shnei chayei Sarah, and it doubles the lashon and says these were the years of the life of Sarah. La'adgish she'ilu hayah shanim haksvot l'chayah. These were the years that were always established to be her life. This was how long she was supposed to live. Ve'af lo rega echad yoter mizeh, not a second more. Okay, mamar chazal, as chazal say, an shelo shak'a shamsha shel Sarah, zarcha shamsha shel Rivka. That Chazal tell us that it wasn't until the sun set on Sarah's life that the sun began to rise on Rivka's life. That's why the two stories are told one after another. Why is it that Sarah and Rivka couldn't have lived at the same time? Why does one lead to another? That's a fascinating discussion for another time. But Chazal say that again, one sun set, the other sun rose. But that was the way it was always meant to be. They were ready to go because that was the moment of transition. This was exactly the moment of her death. V'lakach nismecha parshat mitatzra la'akedat Yitzchak. That's why the death of Sarah comes right after Akedat Yitzchak. Da satan ratza sheyeh nir'eh ki'ilu nisal kami besorat akeda. That the satan wanted it to look like it was ki'ilu that she had because of the akeda. And Avraham Avinu also overcame this test. That's what it says. That Avraham came to eulogize Sarah and to cry over her with the small chaf. There's a small chaf when it says when he cried over with a small chaf. He only cried a little bit. Why? Like you, when you cry over people who mamish die after a long life, when you see it's clearly the end. You feel the pain of their loss, but you know they lived out the years of their life. Not like you cry, lo aleinu, when somebody passes away after only having lived part of a life. When they died too young, you cry in a bitter way that's totally different. That he overcame this test as well and knew this was when she was meant to leave the world. That this wasn't because of the Akedah. I wonder, I have Shirim on, based on my Rebbe, Rav Amos, in terms of what unifies the first two paragraphs of the Parsha. But I wonder if one can say that maybe that's Dafka, one of the reasons why, even though Rashi goes out of his way to explain that the beginning of Chayesara links to the end of Vayira, and yet despite that, what do? We break it up into different Parshiot. Maybe that's another element of why we dafka, to be madgish this point, to emphasize this point. That yes, one happened right after the other. But Chayei Sarah, it's a whole different story, a whole different inyan. It wasn't really because of the Akedah. Maybe that's part of the reason why they're separated in different parshiot. B'derechav, sure. U'ma sheparcha nishmata in zeh mechamat b'sorat ha'akedah. Tov. Next paragraph. V'ha'torah melamedet bazeh. What's the Torah teaching us, Liyudi? Sheze satan milfaneinu. Sheyesh satan milfaneinu, v'yesh me'acharenu. That there's a satan that's before us, and there's a satan that's behind us. V'chayav shel Yehudi, in the lifetime of a Jew, yishnam nisyonot kodem sheholech l'kayim eza inyan miyuchad shel mitzvah. There's the test that comes about before we do the mitzvah, before we do the act. Or when HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings the Yitzhar to us and Yitzhar tries to get us to do an Avira, there's the satan that comes before the act. But no smaller test than that, no smaller challenge than that is the satan not just before us, but the satan that's behind us. Shachar shemitgavir al Yitzro shem. That even after I overcome the test, even after I overcome the Yitzhar, there's another Yitzhar that comes and attacks me after the test. That afterwards there are times where we have these thoughts, that maybe I shouldn't have acted that way. Maybe I shouldn't have done the mitzvah in that way. Maybe I shouldn't have done it. Maybe I shouldn't have acted specifically in that way. That I can somehow convince myself that maybe by doing that I did the opposite of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do. Maybe I looked at it like, well, did I have other reasons for doing this? Did I have other agendas? Did I have other factors that were pulling at me? Maybe I wasn't really doing such a good thing. If the satan tries to attack us afterward to bring us down, maybe I wasn't so good. Maybe what I did wasn't such a mitzvah. Maybe I did wasn't such a nevodas Hashem. Maybe I did the wrong thing. That the person regrets the good deeds that they did. The Torah is teaching us. This is all part of the strategies of the Yitzhar Hara. Like he wanted to trick Avram in these different ways. Avram Avinu amad bechol chelkei hanisyonot milfaneinu umeacharenu. Avram Avinu stood in the tests, all aspects of this test, the ones before and the ones after. Shekol zeh melameid et Yehudi haderech likaber al kol nisyonot bechayav. This is how we should go through all the tests in our lives. To watch before us, to knock down the Yitzharah for us that tries to stop us, but to not let the Yitzharah trick us, fool us into overthinking afterward. That I did it for the wrong reasons? That I didn't do a good thing? or mamash lo alinu, to knock us down and to raise up our ego, and to think that I'm the greatest thing that there is for having done this thing. The ish leva erba is that last paragraph. Ma dichtiv, matzil oni mi chozek mimeni, ve oni ve evyon mi gozlo. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves the poor one from that who is stronger from him, and the poor person and the one who has nothing from being stolen from. Ein ani ela bedat. When it's talking about a poor person here, ein ani ela bedat. It's talking about a person who is ani of the mind, a person who lacks understanding, who's poor in their mind. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzil ani mechozet mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu saves a person who's weak of mind from that which is stronger than them, meaning from the yitzer hara hamitgaber alav. Shematzil oto shiuchal la'amod b'niseyonu itgaber al tavato. That even if we're not as strong as we should be in terms of our ability to overcome the yitzer hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mechazik us to overcome our yitzer hara, to strengthen us and able to be outsmart yitzer hara. V'ani v'avyoni goes low, and he keeps the poor person from being stolen from. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're all poor in our minds. We all don't totally understand the Yitzhar Hara. We don't understand our vote in this world. And when we come to a test, and we think we can't overcome, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechazik us. He's mechazik those who are poor of mind. He's mechazik us to be able to overcome that test. We can do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and He can help us overcome. But he also keeps the ani from being stolen from. He keeps the ani of mind, the person who's weak of mind, like all of us who are weak of mind, who are poor of mind, and understand, again, the strategy of the Yitzhara, that the Yitzhara isn't able to steal from us. That even after we do that good thing, after we do that mitzvah, after we do that act of Avodas Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. He helps us, weak of mind, that the Yitzhara shouldn't be able to steal the good thing that we did by either having us regret having done it or raising our ego and losing it because of that. Life is a life of test. Life is a never-ending test. We talk about this all the time. Adam la'amal yulad. We were born in this world in order to work. And part of our work in this life is to continuously learn the strategies of the Yitzhar Hara. How the Yitzhar Hara uses everything at its disposal. Always seeking out new ways, new strategies, new opportunities. Has whole new faces all the time. Reinvents itself constantly. To figure out ways to trip us up, to figure out ways to drag us down, to figure out ways to make us fail. We always need to watch out for the Satan. The Chiddush here is not just the Satan that we're always looking for, because we're always looking at it, the Satan that stands before us. And that Satan that knocks us down almost always knocks us down from a place of a lack of self-confidence. I can't overcome this Yetzer. I can't overcome this Ta'ava. I can't overcome this Nisayon. I can't overcome this moment. And then when I do, wow, I did it. I did it. Comes the Satan behind us and says, yeah, you did. You did it. You're the best. You're amazing. And to catch that Satan that's behind us and say, no. I did what I was supposed to do. But I'm not putting myself on a pedestal. Because that pedestal is your shoulders. And I want nothing to do with the Satan. I want nothing to do with the Satan. B'shrat Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the clarity to see the test in our lives, to see the Satan tries to attack us in our lives, to give us the courage and the fortitude to overcome our nisyonot, and the courage and the fortitude of character to be able to walk out of the successful nisyonot, the success in our nisyonot, the success in our Avodas Hashem, and to also succeed in living as Ovdei Hashem, through and beyond those successes to the next challenge and the next successes one after another for our whole lifetime till we achieve Olam Haba. Shkot, everybody.